Tonight's shir, Simen Kuf Nun Aleph, Sif Beis through Sif Yud Beis. Sif Beis, Yesh Oymer, there are those who say, Shema Shashanin B'Kedushas Bati Midrashos, that when we learn about the holiness of a Beis Medrash, what's a Loymer Shal Rabim Dumid Beis HaKnesses, it has to be a public Beis HaMedrash, similar to Beis HaKnesses, which is a public place to daven, that's where you have Kedushas Beis Medrash. But an individual who sets aside a place in his house where he can learn, Ein lo kedusha kol kach, does not have that level of kedusha. Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Yudav Litzarcho, for his own use. Al hikdash bayis litzarch rabim lilmud bo. But if he designates a room for many people to learn there, afilum ein mispalim sham klal, even if no one davens there, yesh of kedushas beis hamedrash, then it will have kedushas beis hamedrash. Vayna kaman simen kufnun gimel sefcheste in the beis haknesses. Look ahead at simen kufnun gimel when it discusses a shul vodilin zen. The same is true over here. Se'iv gimel ein yeshenim beveis haknesses afilish nasarai. It is forbidden to sleep in shul even a nap al beis hamedrash muta, but it is permitted to take a nap in a beis hamedrash. Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Tezvav ein yeshenim v'chulu. One shouldn't sleep. My ba anoshim de alma. This is talking about regular, ordinary people. Aval Talmud Chacham kishaloi made sham. But a Talmud Chacham was learning in shul. Kvar be'anis sifkan vav de shor. We learned before in sifkan vav that it is permitted. Sifkan de zayin aval beis hamedrash mud. In a beis hamedrash, one could sleep. But the lomim to say shnasarai a nap. V'ayim chedushim b'kiva eger. Shemefak fik behed de zev. If you look at b'kiva eger's chedushim, he's not happy with this allowance. V'efshu dekevet shebeis hamedrash osu lishol sham zman harbei. Perhaps, since the beis hamedrash is meant to spend a lot of time there, lilmod v'lishmoya divrei Torah, to learn and hear divrei Torah, v'kasha li zoher mishnas harayin, it's difficult to watch out for a nap. Alkein lo osu zel shemodim. Perhaps no one is forbidden from a nap in the beis hamedrash. Well, Talmud Chacham on Lamed Shem Bekvias, a Talmud Chacham who learns there regularly, Mutar Afilu Shnas Keva, he can sleep even a regular, ordinary sleep. Se'if Dalet. Litzarech Beis HaKnesses, Mutar Lachav Lishon Besocho. If it's necessary for the shul, you're allowed to eat and sleep in the shul, Mutam Zer, for this reason, Yesheinim Beleil Yom HaKippur, Beis HaKnesses, people will sleep in shul, don't have in Kippur. Even for another mitzvah, maybe they're gathering together to make an ibur shana in the shul. They're allowed to eat there. Mishnah Berurah Sifkatan Yudzayin. Letzorech Beis HaKnesses, if it's necessary for the Beis HaKnesses, kagon mishashomer or so. Let's say someone is guarding the shul. Okay, gavner, is anything similar to that? So he can sleep there and eat there. Sifkatan Yuches v'lishon besocho v'lo yachnis mitaslo sham. But he doesn't bring a bread inside. But the Rabbah Chalikol, the Rabbah disagrees. Then you can bring a bed inside. When it's mutter to sleep there, because you have to be there, you're not bringing a bed. Sifkan, you're testing me, Tam Zev Chulam. For this reason, people sleep in Shul Yom Kippur night. What's a lomer, kedei lishma hanes, meaning to say, to watch the candles. The notes point out that in Yom Kippur, there are many neres in Shul, and they don't want chasom to be a fire. Someone has to stay there to watch them. So that's one of the reasons people stay in Shul all night Yom Kippur. Sifkan, chav, la'aber hashanah. Ayem Magen Avram Shehei B'Shem Hagas Smak. Magen Avram quotes the Hagas Smak. Dolhutur Besudas Mitzvah El Gon Sudas Ibr Shana Shem Hakas Rosh. Not every Sudas Mitzvah is mutter in a shul. The Sudas Mitzvah that there's no Kalas Rosh, like the Suda for Ibr Shana, is okay. Shehei Sasuyev Pas Pekinis Bovad. What was the Suda? It was bread and beans. For Salami to say Lafuki Sudas Mitzvah Shesh B'Shichras, as opposed to the Mitzvah where there's drinking and intoxicating beverages, that also is forbidden after mismatch, even a mismatch. Umikamok manuhagin lahakil aso suda siyam hashas mismatch. But those who have a minute to make a suda for siyam hashas mismatch, they she'ain lam mokom achem ruvich lezeh. They don't have another place that's so big. Ein limchus biyodim. We're not going to protest. The yesh almilismach. They have who to rely upon, because the siyam hashas is also relevant to the beis hamedrash. But a chasana, they're very against to make a wedding in a beis hamedrash, because there is shechus. And it's not shaykh to the shul at all. So then there are tshuvas in the poskim why we are lenient bismanazah, and it has to do with being a tanai, and if it doesn't have the same level, and we can use it. But essentially, the initial context was a suda which was a low key suda or suda relevant to the use of the beis medrash. Se'if hey, hayu lebnei haknesses shnei psochim. If the shul had two entranceways, two doors. You don't enter one door to get out the other, to make a shortcut. But if this was a path that everyone took before the shul was built, mutter, they can continue to go that way. Let's say he didn't go in to make a shortcut. Then when he leaves, he can leave the other door, even though it makes it easier, shorter to go through. If he comes in to daven, it's mutter for the one who goes in one door to go out the different door. There's a star pointing to the Berak Goyle where he says, "Lafuki megirsas harosh v'atur degoros mitzvah." There's another girsa that it's a mitzvah to go out the other door. Mechaber picked the lashon mutter to show that it's not a mitzvah; it's mutter. It's mutter to go out the other door. You don't have to go out the other door. The Mishnah Brura learns differently. It shouldn't say mutter, it should say mitzvah. The Gemara Meisli Zemikor, the Gemara actually makes a pasuk, Shnemim Uvo Amaros Hashem Oadim, when the people come before Hashem on the Yontiv, Habot Derech Shat Safon Lishtachavos, the one who enters the north gate to bow, Yetze Derech Shar Negev, should go out the south side. But Tam Kadesh Yenir, Kimechavev, it shows a dearness that Chavivus of going there to go out and exit a different door than you came in. Se'evov, mutter l'ikanes b'sekneset makla b'tamila b'pundoso. It is permitted to go into shul with a cane, with a briefcase, with a special money belt, perish mine kisim, the type of pockets, targum ubialkut ubitamile, the targum of the yalkut, like a satchel. And there are those who say you cannot go in with a long knife or with an exposed head. So the Mechaber begins, you can go to a shul with a cane and a briefcase and a money belt, even though by Beis HaMikdash you could not go in Har Bayis with those things. So Beis HaKnesset does not have that degree. But you cannot go into shul with a long knife or with an exposed head. The shul is a place where you daven that gives long life to people. A knife shortens the lives of people. Therefore, it's inappropriate to bring a knife like that into shul. The Rabbi says it's only an exposed knife that we're worried about, not one that's concealed. Be'alocha points out that people who eat in the shul of Beis Medrash, they might need a knife to cut their food. That might be different. The notes on the side bring the post can discuss in Eretz Yisrael bringing in their machine guns to the Beis Medrash and when it's allowed, when it's not allowed. But it would seem that a concealed weapon would be the same as the concealed knife, and that would be an allowance. Sifkan Chav Gimel. A barosh magula. You do not go into shul with your head uncovered. Ayin Simon Sadi Avsif Gimel. Look back at Simon Sadi Avsif Gimel. Be'alocha di amaskel v'yesh omrim. Se'if Zayin. Yochel l'roik boy. It is permitted to spit in shul u'bavad she'yeshav shefene bragla, provided that you rub it out with your foot. O she'yesham gemi, or you have some hemp piled up. Shem yorok l'sochol yenir. So when you spit there, it's not noticeable. Of course, you're not spitting during Shmon Esrei, because the Elba Simon Sadi Zayin, Sif Beis, we learned this before in Simon Sadi Zayin. And one should be careful not to spit in front of someone, and it makes him mius, and that's a lack of cover for your chaver, so that you can't do. He finds it disgusting, you can't do that. Ha'ari hayanizim rikika, the Ari would not spit, and Shulash Hartzim points out, Mistamitz midas chasidus, because Medina it should be mutter. However, there are wealthy people, the Sharatzin says, who would never spit in their house. So for them, you can't spit in shul either. Spitting was a common thing done at home and done in shul. But if you wouldn't do it at home, you don't do it in shul. And Mamela, we don't have spittoons in our shuls anymore. Sifkan chave, shishaf shefenu baraglov, to rub it with his foot. Ubashabis or osel shaf shef on Shabbos, you can't rub with your foot. Yaman haminal olav, just put your shoe over the spit, achi smach, until it gets rubbed out. Sifkan chavov gemi. Gemi is hemp. O tevin v'chol, doesn't have to be that. It could be straw, it could be sand, anything to absorb the saliva. Se'if ches. Tit sha'al raglov. Mud on his foot, on his shoe. Ra'ui l'kanchoi koidim shikos his balo. It is proper to wipe that off before you come into daven. There should be no dirt on him, on his clothing, when he comes into shul. snow, anything like that. You don't come into shul with your snow boots covered. You don't come in, you take them off. You leave them in the lobby, you leave them in the coat room. That's not appropriate to come into Besek Knesses. Se'if tes, nohaged ben kovid. We have to give honor to the Besek Knesses, lechabdon ulevabson. We sweep them and we make sure the dust doesn't rise. Perish kibud nikui habayis is cleaning up the room. Rebut zrikas hamayim al pnei hakarka, that put water, sprinkle water on the dirt to keep it down, keep the dirt down. These are dirt floors. V'nogin lahadlik behem neiros hakavna, and the meaning is to light candles to give kovid. Mishtabur sefkon chov zayin lahadlik. V'nogu lahadlik kodesh yikonis odin lispal, mishum darminim b'gemara. The meaning is to light candles before people even come to daven. Like the Gemara teaches, mekamashim espalim ba'asara, a place where you have a minyan davening, kodma shechina ba'asi, the shechina comes first. Va'od shekein ha'yo'oyismish, and similarly, we learn that this was done in the mikdash. So therefore, it should be well lit. The shail is, do we learn from the mikdash that it should be dafka olive oil and things like that? And lemaisa, today generally the minig is to use electricity, and so we don't worry about anything else. But there are places that will still light by the omid, they'll light the neiris. Not relying on electricity. To if yud, afilu la'acher shechorvu idain hem b'kedushason. Even after the shul is no longer used, or beis meresh is no longer used, they still have kedusha. Ukshem shenohagin b'em kavod b'yishuvin kachnogin b'churbana. And the same way we give kavod to the beis knesses beis meresh when they're established and being used, so too we have to give kavod in their times of destruction when they're no longer be used. Chutz mi kibud v'ribus, with the exception of kibud and ribus, we don't have to sweep and put water on the dirt when the shul is not in service, not functioning anymore. Vim olu b'hem asovim, if weeds begin to grow, toshin osam, will pull them out, u'meinichin osam b'mekomen, we'll leave the pulled out weeds in their spot, mishum agmas nefesh, and that makes us feel bad when we see it. K'dei she'yira am, people will notice it, v'ha'er ta'ir rucham, and maybe it will inspire them. V'yishtad liv no sum, to rebuild the basic nesses. Mishtabura sefkot n'chof ches, la'achar shecharvu. After the shul is no longer in use, it's still kaddish. Habot ekinesios ubot medrash, is referring to shuls and beis medrash. V'atam, the reason is, d'chsev, v'hashimosi es mikdash sheichem. I will make your mikdash desolate. V'loksiv es mikdash sheichem ashim. It doesn't say, I'll make the mikdash itself will be desolate. But it's still your mikdash. Even when it's not being used and abandoned, it's still kaddish. In this halacha, there's no distinction whether it's in Eretz Yisrael or Chutz La'aretz, unless there was a condition made. In Chutz La'aretz, you made a condition, so then we could say there's no kedusha anymore once it's not being used. Sefkot n'chof test toshin osam. If you find any weeds, you can pull them out. Or something to say, mutar litlosh osam. It's permitted to pull them out. As long as you leave them in their spot, you don't take it away from there. Sefkot n'lamed k'dei sheyira v'chul. People should see it. The fees according to this. B'msasu beis haknes is malkum zeh. If a shul was knocked down and demolished from one place, ubanub malkum ach and rebuilt in another, they're not going to rebuild in the first place, like the migration of Jewish communities from a downtown area to the more the suburbs. They're not going back to rebuild. Ein shayach din zeh, this halacha won't apply. El yasu gedes avivo, maybe put a fence around it, shleivo zalzer shama, shouldn't be disgraced. V'mubam malkum shiuchel limkor, if it's a place you can sell, Kineska b'simin kufnum gimel, we'll learn about the simin kufnum gimel, in Kru, they should sell it. So this halacha of leaving the uprooted weeds for agmas nefesh is all, if there's a possibility they're going to rebuild in that location, the community hasn't moved. But if the community has migrated, there's no way they're going to rebuild over there, then it's not necessary to do that, just fence it off and make sure it doesn't become a bizarion, or sell it if you can. If you're aleph, Imbishas binyan beis haknesses, if when the shul is built, hisnu alav, they made a condition, lishtamish but to use it, motel lishtamish but b'chobar, then you can use it when it's no longer an active shul. Al bi yeshuva, but when it's actively functioning as a shul, lo mahay tenei, the condition doesn't help for then. Vafilu b'chobar, and even when it's no longer being used, l'tashmish maguna, for a use which is derogatory, or it's an embarrassment for the shul, kagon, zeriya, to plant there, the cheshbon shel rabim, or you make public audits, lo mahanitana, a condition will not help for that. Medvar murim, when do we say this about the condition of chutzlars? Only in shuls of chutzlars in the diaspora. Albot the condition of eretz yisrael, but in eretz yisrael, the shul of mahanitana, there's no conditions whatsoever. You can't make any conditions for the shuls in eretz yisrael. They're always going to be the kedusha. Mishnah Berurah sifkan lamin aleph. In b'shas binyan, when you build the shul, you can make a tanai. Avla achach, once the shul is built, lo mahanitana kal, you cannot make a tanai. So at the cornerstone laying ceremony, you can make your tanai. But when you make your chanukah zabayis, it's too late. Sifkan lamed beis hisnu alav, they make it tonight. Mashma dafka shehisnu beferish. The implication is it's an explicit condition. Al mistama lo amina tanayin asus. But in general, we don't assume they made the condition. Magen avam. The lo kamasas benyamin. This is not like the masas benyamin. Masas benyamin holds that it's like an automatic. It's an assumed condition. Eliyahu leans the halacha like Masa Binyamin, who's lenient, that if you, even if you didn't speak it out, we assume that way. Sifkal Mamad Gimel, Bechur Bano, when it's no longer in use, perish. Oso Tanai Mawil Shlach, Sheyachrav Yeh Mutar Shtamash Bo. The condition means that when it's no longer used as a shul, you can use it for other things. Al Kozman Shekayem is saying Tano Mawil, but as long as the shul stands and is used, you cannot use it for purposes that are derogatory, even with a Tanai. When it's a functioning shul, the tanai doesn't help. That means you can't eat or drink or go there to avoid the sun or the rain. These things are lightheaded and frivolous. But other uses would be permitted with a tanai. Sivka lamin hey, gonzuria, like planting. Pasha, do a din the chal dvarmanis gomla, come on. Besimma kufan gimel siftas, it's obvious this also includes all the things we mentioned in kufan gimel. Dame tashmish mugun biyoser, that's exceptionally bizionistic. We mentioned over there, bathhouse and things like that. That's certainly unacceptable. Merchatz, Bursky, Beis Tfila, Beis Akise, you can't make it a tannery, a bathhouse, a bathroom. That's obvious. The chiddush here is even these things, which aren't so bad, are also too big a bizoyan. These things like planting and chadosh rabba are unacceptable. The problem with the public accounting is that it's a very public display. Everyone knows about it. It's too much kalsroish. Seems to say if it's an accounting for an individual, when the shul is no longer an active shul, it's permitted. The tanai helps for that. The reason it says Rabim, the Rebus is a chiddush, even though it's a tzorcham, it's also a kosh kashochim, certainly for a yochid. So this is the machlokes. Is Rabim only a Rabim, but for yochid it's okay? Or is not only a yochid okay, but even though for the Rabim you think it's okay, it's not okay for them either? It's machlokes.
What do they mean by
chesh? Chesh is an accounting. You're going through, I don't know, zoning. Debts for the community, the people pay their dues, bills, fees, things like that. Yeah. Sivkar lamed zayin, shebechus la'aretz and chus la'aretz, shein kedushas and olamis. And chus la'aretz, the kedusha by definition is not eternal. Shakeshiyavu ha'goyel, b'mehev yimene tifka kedusha son. When Mashiach comes quickly in our days, the kedusha will go away. Ma'ashen came by the kenesku, as a soul, as opposed to shulim as a soul, that's a permanent structure. There's no tanai for that. Sivkar lamechess, shum tanai, no condition helps. The fidas ha'magan avam, le'am sivkar lamed ald. Kort ha'magan avam, before and sivkar lamed ald. You can make it tonight for shul neitz asol as long as it's not a kals roish use. For other uses that are not kals roish, you could use a shul neitz asol with it tonight. So if you'd base. Yesh li zoher minishtamesh bar aliyah shal gabes akneses tashu kavod shal ganai. One should be careful not to use the upstairs of a shul for a use that is not a very nice use. Could go in Lishkov Shom to make a bedroom there, Ushar Tashmishim or other uses. It's questionable if you can use the upstairs of a shul for other things. The Mosad calls it Dafka Besa Knesses Kavua. This refers to a set established shul. Shenivna Mitchil Kach was built for that purpose. But a building that is set up and built for private use, and then they decide afterwards to make a shul in the basement or the downstairs, then you can use the upper floors to lay down and other things, because it wasn't built as a shul to begin with. Tashmish kavua, a permanent use. Milosh is a mash, but the language implies to lay down there on a temporary, haphazard basis, mutter is permitted. When a person does it on occasion, it's not called ganai. Sifkat mem. Yesh to histapik, we have to doubt or question if it's mutter for other things. Do we compare this to the upper changes of the Zara? There's no Kedusha. Or do we say, since the Shul Beis Hamikdash is a Mikshma'at, we should compare it to the Aliyah of the Hechel? The Karmel Neskadshu Kedusha Hechel. There we hold the Aliyah of the Hechel is Kaddish. Well, if you mash a kos b'shayt shuv b'shem chuvas pe'er hador yesh lahakel, according to the shayt shuv in the name of chuvas pe'er hador, we could be lenient. Chutz mimokam shagabe hechel, except for the place right over the aron kodesh. So, I mean to say ha'aron shamunach sefer Torah, the aron sefer Torah resides. Shami yesh yizor shloshtam shami. Be very careful if you're upstairs over the aron kodesh, what you do over there. Sifkan mem alef av bayish yichtu v'chul. But a house that's made as a house, and then later on they decide to make a shul there, that's different. And it would seem that also we can infer from this kolshkin that if when you build the shul, you're building a dira above the shul dursham, you can live there. The zebavadi lo huktish klal amala, because it was absolutely not made kaddish above. But again, to use the upstairs apartment for a use which is considered very derogatory, make a bathroom or something like that, near the Kolgav, for sure that's forbidden. Therefore, you shouldn't make a shul in a dira if above it there's a bathroom or the like. And look, that he writes, the Taz writes that he was punished for this, and he blamed it on the fact that they lived upstairs from the shul, and there was a tashrish maguna, maybe a bathroom. We find a very common practice in the cities that they rent out rooms for shul for a period of time in the lower floors, in the basements, like the machsan, and above them, Ulamala mehen beis dira, and above them is a home. Shemotz shem tinoikus, there are children with davamos, and basically there's bathrooms and the like. Efshem mishum shulizmala chashin, and maybe because it's temporary, they're not concerned about it. Sifkan men beis lishkaf olav. If the building was made as a house and then you convert the bottom to a shul, you can sleep upstairs. Umikamokom showing nafshi yichum mehem. But someone who's concerned about his neshama would stay away from this. But fat makmashu negan hechel, especially if the bedroom is over the Aron HaKodesh. So you have to take pause if you're going to take the apartment directly over the machsan or over the shul if it's upstairs. I know there are communities that it's very common all over the place, but it's something to consider the rental that you're going to pay for that dira. Maybe there should be a discount if you're located directly over the shul.